This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 9th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying clear skies, making it a pleasant night for any outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Lebanon's President Aoun urges Israel to pursue talks, not war, according to the Times of Israel from earlier this hour. Also, Donald Trump says the U.S. will declare total victory over Iran within 2 weeks. This comes from Ynet earlier this hour. Also this hour, Walla reports that Ben-Gvir suggests arresting the wives of terrorists following a ceasefire order in Lebanon. Separately, JNS reported earlier today that Israel Katz warns any attack on Israel's north will result in a reciprocal strike on Hezbollah. And finally, Axios reports from earlier that Israel struck Iranian military targets after an Iranian missile attack. Reaction has been swift on social media. Arsen Ostrovsky, an international human rights lawyer, posted just minutes ago that Iran's missile attack on Israel breaches the ceasefire and justifies Israel's airstrikes on Iranian targets. Ziad Asali, a noted physician and commentator, shared a source for further reading earlier today. The Times of Israel posted earlier today that Lebanon's President Aoun is calling for talks with Israel, emphasizing diplomacy over conflict. Let's go deeper. Starting with Lebanon's President Aoun, Times of Israel reports he is pushing for diplomatic talks with Israel instead of escalating conflict. He made it clear that any agreement would be a non-aggression pact, not a peace deal. This reflects the ongoing tension between Beirut and Jerusalem. The implications for regional stability hinge on the success of these diplomatic efforts. Turning to Donald Trump's statement, Ynet highlights Trump's claim that the U.S. will soon announce a decisive victory over Iran. Trump mentioned that he advised Netanyahu to proceed with caution. This rhetoric may increase tensions further, impacting diplomatic relations across the region. Meanwhile, Walla covers Ben-Gvir's controversial proposal to detain terrorists' spouses. This suggestion follows a high-level security cabinet meeting. Such measures could spark internal and international debates on human rights and security policies. Separately, JNS reports that Israel Katz affirmed any assault on Israel's northern territories would lead to a strike on Hezbollah. This stance underscores Israel's firm defense policy, with potential repercussions for Lebanon's political landscape. Finally, Axios notes that Israel's airstrikes on Iran marked a significant escalation after Iran's missile attack. This action follows the ceasefire agreed on April 8th, signaling a new phase in the conflict. The situation remains volatile, affecting regional peace efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Honeycomb, an Israeli-founded insurtech, has raised $40 million as its digital insurance model gains momentum. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that AI giants, including SpaceX and OpenAI, are racing towards IPOs amid trillion-dollar valuations and bubble concerns. And finally, from Globes, investors of 6AI have filed a lawsuit for 50 million shekels after their IAI venture failed to launch successfully. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.